You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland, KQAC HD3 Portland, and our sister station, KXRWLP Vancouver, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., KXRY Portland may broadcast material that could be found offensive to some members of our audience. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, Metalheads, time for another edition of the social distance version of Strike of Death with DJ Skull.
And DJ Bones.
DJ Bones, where are you tonight?
12 miles deep under the ground in a secret bunker. Staying safe, yo.
Right on, man. All right, why don't you kick it off?
All right, well, I'm going to play, this is kind of an old track, but this is a goodie, some gutter metal. I know you don't like it when I say gutter metal. The crusty punk metal bands. This band is called Peregrine, which is a cool name because that's the fastest animal in the world.
Very cool.
And their album is called The Agrarian Curse, and I'm going to play this track, The Domesticator's Hand.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Beach Street Parlor, a neighborhood bar set in a two-story Victorian house. Beach Street Parlor offers a large selection of beer, spirits, house infusions, and a full late-night menu. DJs spin a wide variety of sounds. Open nightly at 5 p.m. We're located on Beach Street off MLK Boulevard.
Time. If the surface leading, watching, awake, we are.
thanks for turning into Strike of Death on the X-Ray. We are
DJ Skull
and DJ Bones, and that was Human Prey from Germany. That track is called Death Petal, which I think I've never played Death Petal before. I was thinking of doing it, but I didn't want to have to get into that name. I used to think it was a play on Capital, but it's just the Death Petal of, like, I don't know, Deathville. But now I think maybe it's a play on Hospital?
Hospital is what came to mind for me.
Whatever it is, it's not a rhyme. But that's from the album Eradication. That came out in 2014. Before that, we had Peregrine with the Domesticator's Hand from the Agrarian Curse. What'd you think of that Peregrine?
I dig that one. It's been a while since you've played that, but it's a favorite for sure.
Yeah, I knew you liked that one, so I kind of set it up with that question.
Thank you.
Cool. Well, now I'm going to play this band. This band is from Indiana. This is a Guts band called Visceral Throne. And what was the name of that band? This is from an EP, and I kept playing over and over the fourth song, which was a cover. I can't remember who it is now, so that's kind of a bummer. But I never got to play any of their original tracks, and I always get into it lately. And I'm like, some of these are good songs. So I'm going to play the first track on the EP. This is called The True Sin.
Yeah.
Hey, this is DJ Bones. I'm here with
DJ Skull.
And this is Strike of Death on the X-Ray. That band was Undeath. That track was Enhancing the Dead from their recent EP, Sentient Autolysis. That is that came out on Caligari. That's actually a demo that you can get in lots of different forms, but I love the Caligari cassettes. Before that, we had Visceral Throne with The True Sin and from the album Those Who Have Fallen Beyond.
I really like the kind of forward guitar mix on that Undeath. It's really cool.
I'm loving that Undeath. It's one of my current faves.
How many songs are on that?
It's four.
Oh, cool.
You can get on the Caligari. I got mine from Bandcamp. I think on the Caligari one, they might throw in four previous, but it's really these last four. It's like two demos put together, but it's really the more recent stuff that you want.
Right on. We should mention, you know, we're doing social distancing like everyone else, I hope. So we're not together tonight, but DJ Bones is happy to join from his underground bunker.
Yeah, it's kind of cold down here, and it's pretty dark. The candle went out yesterday, but I'm still having fun doing the show with y'all.
Right on, man. Glad the internet's still working down there. All right, I'm going to play some Cleveland, Ohio metal. I played an all-Cleveland show a couple weeks ago. I was not aware of this release yet. This is Kurnugia? Boy, that's a tough one.
Cool.
K-U-R-N-U-G-I-A? It's got some Nunslaughter guys and some Decrepit guys. Sweet. It's on Memento Mori. It's not on Hell's Headbangers, but this song blows me away, and this is like, it's holding a spot. It's holding a spot in the top releases of the year for right now. So let's get right into it. The album is Forlorn and Forsaken, and this song is called Eroded Faith. We'll be right back.
X-Ray FM is supported by Slingshot Lounge. Located in Southeast Portland on the corner of 56th and Foster, Slingshot Lounge offers an expansive game room, scratch cocktails, and a craft kitchen with a full menu until 2 a.m. Happy hour available weekdays from 3 to 7, and brunch weekends from noon to 4. Slingshot Lounge, decentralizing Portland since 2007.
Alright, I did a little double shot of Memento Mori Records here on Strike of Death with DJ Skull and
DJ Bones.
And the last one, Funeralopolis, off of Deceit and Utter Madness. They're from Switzerland.
A nice homage to Electric
Electric Wizard.
Wizard's best song.
Yeah, exactly, right? House of West was the name of that one. You can get that after April 27th. Same release date and label for Carnugia, Eroded Faith off of Forlorn and Forsaken. What'd you think of that Carnugia track?
That was pretty cool.
I loved it.
This good, gritty, down in the dirt metal.
I love it. I love it. So good. All right. New Pyre record. Pyre, were they the first Best of?
They were our first album of the year, our joint pick for best album of the year, 2014.
That's right. And they haven't done one since. So 6 years in waiting. Memento Mori's putting this out, one out with Dawnbreed. Sorry, what were you going to say?
They had a single, is all, like a year or two ago.
Yeah, exactly. But this is a full length. It's called Chained to Ossuaries, and let's listen to Wreath of Crucifix.
Black. Illusion to the wounded cross.
Hey, you're tuned into X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, and this is Strike of Death with DJ Skull and...
DJ Bones.
Thank you, DJ Bones, for joining us from his underground lair.
12 miles in the ground.
Extreme social distancing for extreme metal guys here. All right, we close it out with Xpus. That's what I'm saying for that band, X-P-U-S. They're out of Italy. In Umbra Mortis Sedent is the name of their album. That's on Transcending Obscurity. Transcending Obscurity loves vintage-sounding death metal, and that one was very vintage-sounding to me. I like the mid-tempo. It seems like a lot of bands nowadays are afraid to stick with mid-tempo, but I appreciated that, and I think that's a good release. And before that, we heard the new Pyre, Wreath of Crucifix, off Chained Ossuaries. Kind of a different production, more clean for them, I think. On this one, some of the good riffing is still there. Probably don't love it as much as the 2014 one. Human Hecatomb. If you liked Pyre, definitely check out Human Hecatomb. But maybe even that one is maybe a little bit of a gloss coming out of over time. You agree with that?
Maybe a little bit. I don't want to take away from it too much. It's definitely got good energy, and it's some of the best singing.
I agree. It's great singing. All right, what do you got for us?
Cool. Well, I'm going to play a track. This is a cover by a band that you may have heard of called Sinister.
Have heard of them.
And it comes from a delightful album. This album is like almost 15 years old now, called Seven Gates of Horror, A Tribute to Possessed, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a tribute to Possessed, but they got some really good bands on there, Cannibal Corpse, and just a lot of cool names. And it's just super fun, especially if you're a Possessed fan. And so I'm going to play the track Storm in My Mind, performed by Sinister. Hey, it's still Strike of Death on the X-Ray with DJ Skull and Bones. And what we had there was Bolt Thrower, World Eater. That comes from their album Realm of Chaos, which I believe is actually their second album, but it's their first truly metal album. And I first heard that track on the old Grind Crusher, a classic Grind Crusher compilation from Earache that came out in 1989.
Wow.
Or no, that came out afterwards. Realm of Chaos came out in 1989, but it came out a couple years later. And that just did it for it. That's the first Bolt Thrower song I ever heard.
It's awesome.
And when he says, "Whoa," I just love that.
It's so great.
Before that, we had Sinister with Storm in My Mind, the Possessed track from Seven Gates of Horror, a tribute to the Possessed. And now we're going to get back into our Suffocation Corner.
Love it.
Let's see now. We are on track. I sort of lost track of where we're at.
30?
We're on track 29 of the top 37. This is my 29th favorite Suffocation song. This is from the album Pinnacle of Bedlam, which we haven't had yet. And this track is Eminent Wrath.
A devil world of yearning, me too.
Hey, you're still tuned in to Strike of Death on the X-Ray. DJ Skull and Bones at the helm. That was Russian band Aborted Fetus. That album was The Art of Violent Torture. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you that I think all of the songs are about different forms of torture.
Jeez.
Cool. That came out in 2017. That track was Breaking Wheel. Before that, we had DJ Bones' 29th favorite suffocation song, Eminent Wrath from Pinnacle of Bedlam.
All right, I'm going to play a band called Bones. What do you know, Bones?
Nice.
Yeah, this band is named after DJ Bones. They're from Belgium. I didn't know we had reach into Belgium, but apparently we do, because there's bands naming themselves after you. And this song is Utterance Beyond Death. Hey, thanks for sticking through another edition of Strike of Death with DJ Skull and
DJ Bones.
And that was a song called Bones. What do you know? Or sorry, not a song, a band called Bones out of Belgium. Utterance Beyond Death from Gate of Night. That one comes out April 24th on Blood Harvest Records.
Hey, I've already talked to my lawyer about drawing up a cease and desist for using that name.
Oh, perfect.
Hopefully they can enjoy it while they can.
Perfect. Well, they'll be called like Bones B.E. or something later.
Bones Jr.
Hey, I just want to say a special thanks to you guys sticking with us. Special thanks to X-Ray for allowing us to do social distance DJing while we're having this little change of normal with the COVID virus. So we're going to be here. We're going to do this as long as they let us. And we hope you come back. And we'll talk to you next week.